Hello and welcome to another Walkin' Workout podcast. I'm your host, Coach Michelle, and I'm here to give you a fun, fast, fantastic walkin' workout. I had to get all the F's in. I hope you are ready. Hope you're ready to go. Hope you have comfortable shoes. Hope you're hydrated. And I hope you are ready for a great workout. We are going to get started because around here, we're about the 30-minute walk-in workouts. I know you don't have a lot of time, so we are going to make the most out of the time we have together. So I want everyone to go ahead, get your watches set, get your pedometers ready. Whatever you're going to use, get your apps, anything you need, because we are going to start our walk-in workout right now. Okay, everyone, the first 30 minutes. The first 5 minutes will always be our warm-up. That's where we're warming the bodies up, our bodies up, getting it ready for this walking workout. We want to have a great workout. We want to be safe. We want to make sure that we are doing all that we can to make this an effective walking workout. So we always start with a warm-up. We want to warm our entire body up because we're going to work our entire body. And the best way to do that is to just start walking. We're walking now, and we can go ahead and move our shoulders as we're walking, move our shoulders up and down in a circular motion. We're moving it up and then over, move it to up, push it towards the back. We're going to go ahead and just keep doing that. Just keep up and around with our shoulders, up and around with our shoulders. So this way we get our shoulders ready, we get our arms ready, we can go ahead and motion like we're swimming on ground with our arms. So what we're loosening up our arms, we want to go ahead and get our body to loosen up. I always tell you to warm up, but I just tell you to walk, which is great, but I never tell you to warm up the arms and everything else, because we're working the entire body. So I want you to go ahead and make sure you're moving. Even if you're walking and you're not going up and down with the shoulders, make sure the arms are moving. We're not going fast yet. We're just warming up. First 5 minutes, we're getting ourselves warmed up. And as we go through each minute, we're getting warmer. So we're going to move a little faster throughout the warm-up process. So first minute, we're just getting started. Maybe it's morning and you just woke up and you have your pre-workout fuel and you're just going to get started with the walk-in. If that's the case, that first minute is really going to be a little slower than the entire workout, or it's going to be the slowest because that's the first minute. By the second minute, you're feeling better. Your arms are moving a little better. Third minute, it just keeps going. Your legs are feeling the motion. Fourth minute, you're almost ready to jump right in to the walk-in workout. By the fifth minute, you will be all ready to go. So I do want to make sure that you are using every bit of your time to get the most out of the workout. Want to make every minute count, in other words. Okay, and as usual, I'm in a park walking, which is my preference, but you can be on a treadmill, you can be in your home, maybe you have a space in your home where you can walk. Wherever you are, I hope you are doing great. Hope you're feeling great. Now, always, before you start any exercise program, no matter how simple it seems, no matter how easy it seems, you do want to check with your healthcare practitioner. You want to make sure your body's able to do what you're asking it to do. So always, always check with your healthcare practitioner. Hope everyone has comfortable shoes. I always say that. Very important. Make sure that you have cushion in your shoes. If you've been using those sneakers, those shoes have gone through a lot. They're worn down. They're your favorites. That's wonderful, but they may not be the best tools to do the walk-in job. So you want to make sure that you have good support, good cushion in your cushion between your feet and the ground, especially if you're walking on a hard surface. You definitely want to make sure those shoes are the right shoes, or we like to say the right tools to do the job. In order to do the best job when you're walking, you have to have all of the right tools. And we want you to be safe. It's very important that you're focused on being intentional about working out, which means you don't want to have to worry that you may hurt your feet, injure yourself, because you don't have the right equipment. So make sure that you have comfortable shoes that have good support. They're not worn. They're laced shoes. Sometimes we see shoes that'll work out, that are motivating, they're cute, and we want, especially women, we want to have the right shoes that look the best, that goes with our outfits. I know, I get it, but they may not necessarily be the right shoes for you to wear and be safe. So it's important that you are using the right shoes that's not necessarily just looks good, but is something that you know is safe, has support, and is cushioned. You can find cute shoes, ladies, that are proper shoes for walking. So go ahead and make sure that you always do that. All right, so we are 5 minutes and 47 seconds. We are way over our warm-up time. We're going to go ahead and pick this up. While we talk about shoes and the right shoes, we forget that we came for a walking workout. So we are a little into our walking, our workout part of it, our workout segment. So we're going to move through. And we are going to get going, picking up the pace. I want you to go ahead and pick it up, because we are at 6 minutes. And I'm telling you, 30 minutes is very fast. So if you are concerned that you don't have the time to work out, you don't have the time to dedicate to a walking workout, I've got news for you. 30 minutes is fast. And that is something that can make a world of difference in your fitness life, in your physical activity. That 30 minutes that you give to yourself will do your body a world of good, your heart a world of good. 5 times a day, 30 minutes, really getting your heart rate up with a walk-in workout like this will make a difference. Don't take my word for it. Go ahead and try it. And like I said, we were warming up. Before you know it, we were way over our 5 minute warm-up. Just by me talking, you walking, it goes so quickly. And that's one of the reasons I like to do these 30-minute walking workouts, walking and talking, because I want to show you that it can be done. You can get a walking workout, or you can get a workout walking and get your heart rate up, burn calories, get your fitness level up. Whatever the goal is that you have, you can get that done 30 minutes consistently. Now that's the key. You must consistently do it. And we do 2 miles. The goal is always to accomplish 2 miles. 2 miles in 30 minutes. And if you are doing the pace with me, you are going to get there. Even if you're not going as fast as I am, but if you are keeping with a rigorous pace, if you are really using the technique that I recommend, you're going to get faster. And isn't that the goal? Isn't the goal to get faster, to make the walking workout count? I hope so. I hope the goal is to challenge yourself so that you're stronger, your heart is healthier, those muscles and your legs, your arms, they are all stronger. So please, go ahead, try. If this is your first time walking with me, don't be intimidated. You heard me say 2 miles in 30 minutes. It may sound like a lot if you weren't walking, but take your time. Stop by. Listen to the podcast consistently. Walk each time and just set your goals to be faster than you were the day before. Don't focus on the 2 mile goal if you're new and just starting out. No, set your goal. Goals are very specific to us. We want to always remember that. While this is a 2 mile 30 minute, because we have to make it fast so that you're being challenged, it has to be a workout that you can come to get your heart rate up. So that's why I set it at 2 miles, 30 minutes. And we usually go over that. I want you to set your goal today, wherever you feel that your body can go. Now, I don't want you to hold back. Give as much as you can, safely, of course. If you're feeling pain, I want you to stop. Pain is not something that we encourage. The idea of no pain, no gain is not a great idea. The idea of no pain, no gain, we don't like that, because that is more about hurting yourself and pushing your body to a place where it may not be okay. Pain always indicates that something is wrong, and we want to stop so that we're able to recover and get better. So maybe it's a technique. Maybe your body is in a position that's not okay, and your body's alerting you to change that position so that you're able to walk or exercise or move in a safe way for your body. Maybe that's what it is. Or maybe there is something wrong. In any case, pain isn't good. We want to always listen to our bodies. If you're hurting, you will know. Sometimes we get muscle aches from perhaps not stretching after a workout, not stretching enough, or not stretching effectively, or not stretching at all. Or maybe you are new to exercise and you've awakened muscles that haven't seen the light of day in a while, in which case we understand that. However, if you're in pain, you're going to know immediately and you won't be able to keep going. So don't push through that thinking that your body is going to benefit. No, it's not. You may make a bad situation worse. So just want to make sure that you're aware of that. But with that said, I want you to challenge yourself not to be comfortable. If it's too easy, if you're whipping around your laps, or if you're getting through 30 minutes in no time, then you may want to increase that time. You may want to move from 30 minutes to an hour. Or you may want to challenge yourself. Maybe it was 2 miles. Now you want it to be 3 miles. So you really need to challenge yourself. Don't stay in the comfort zone. Good morning. Okay, guys, we are at 13 minutes, 22 seconds. 13 minutes, 22 seconds, 0.89 miles. 0.89 miles. So we are almost halfway through this workout in terms of time. And we're almost halfway through this workout in terms of our 2 mile goals. Hope you're feeling great. If you're pacing with me, you are almost there. If you're not, whatever your goals are, I'm pretty sure you are almost there as well, because we are moving today. Now make sure those arms are moving forward and back. Relax the shoulders. We want your shoulders to be relaxed. Take your arms, move them. They're moving forward and back. They're at your waist comfortably. Don't extend them too far out front. We want you to have a good posture. I don't want you to, be leaned or lean. I don't want you to have any kind of leaning forward. And if you extend your arms too far forward, the rest of your body will follow. Pull your stomach in. Work on your core as you're moving. That's a great way to get your back straight and upright. Now, that's our 1 mile. Okay, guys, I've just been alerted by my app that I'm at 1 mile. So if you're pacing with me, you're halfway through your mileage. We're going to keep going because we still have time. Right now, we're at 15 minutes, so we're halfway through our mileage. We are halfway through this workout. Again, I must remind you, it does not take a long time for us to get through this. So I want you to give it all you've got. I don't want you to hold anything back. If you only have 30 minutes, I want it to be the best 30 minutes that you can give it. Because 30 minutes is not a lot of time, and it's a great way to get your exercise out of the way. If it's morning time, you get your morning started great, and you are able to go on with your day. If it's evening time, it's a great way to end your day. You can check off the list exercise. This way you've given yourself, you've been intentional about your health, and you've taken time to take care of yourself. You've done something for you. When we exercise for our bodies. We're doing it for ourselves. We're doing it to preserve our bodies. And remember, it doesn't always mean that we will fight off everything. It doesn't mean that we will not experience any kind of illness, disease. It just means that we're preparing our bodies the best we can so that whatever comes our way, we're better able to handle it. And sometimes, even with the exercise that you're doing, you may find that weight loss, you're losing weight, but perhaps, like me, you're in menopause or you're premenopausal, as I am. And if that's the case, you might find it's not that easy to lose weight. And you are doing all that you can, and the scale just doesn't seem to always move in the direction that you want it to. I want you to know, I understand. I'm right there with you. But don't give up. Don't stop. Remember, your heart still benefits from the workout. The muscles in your legs, all of your muscles, it all still benefits from the workout. It's just that at that point, you have a lot of other things that are going on in your body that makes the scale not move the way it used to move. That doesn't allow that metabolism to move the way it used to. And in those cases, you may want to change up. You may have to add some strength training in there to get those muscles, give those muscles a little help. The muscles may need a little more, may need a little extra, but don't stop working out. Don't give up. Don't think that it's not working, therefore let me stop. No, it is working. Your heart is healthy. Remember, what we look like on the outside is not always an indicator of what's happening on the inside. So know your numbers. When you go to your physician, ask what all of those numbers mean. Ask what impacts the number. As a nutrition professional, I know that each number is associated with something, whether it's cholesterol and fiber or LDL and fiber. And for everyone who doesn't know, LDL is the bad cholesterol, or HDL and exercise. And again, check with your healthcare practitioner, know your numbers. And if you have any kind of cardiovascular disease, or maybe you have diabetes, you want to go ahead and make sure that you're seeing a registered dietitian. It's always important when you do have some kind of challenge that you are seeing a dietitian, because you want to make sure that what you're doing is going to work best for you. If everything is okay, then it's fine to go ahead and follow the process of eating better, exercising. However, when something's all wrong, you do want to go ahead and seek that person that is trained specifically in dealing with that disease or understanding what those numbers mean. So I hope that that's helpful. And just a time check for you. We're at 20. Is that 20 minutes? We have 20 minutes and 34 seconds, which means we are more than two-thirds of the way through. We have less than 9 minutes to go. Less than 9 minutes to go. We are doing it. We are moving through. Good morning.
Yeah.
We are moving through this workout. We are moving through quickly. Just like that. Less than 9 minutes. This 30-minute workout is now down to less than 9 minutes. And we are at 1.50. We're almost at 2 miles. And we've got time. I think we've got plenty of time to achieve that goal. But remember, keep your eye on your goal. Goals are individualized. I want you to remember that. Your goal is going to be specific to you. But I want you to pick it up right now. Wherever you are, we're going to pick this up. Because while I'm talking and you're walking, I want you to go faster. I want you to breathe. Make sure you're not holding your breath. Now, this is the part where I know that lean is going to happen naturally, because that lean is going to be that comfort when it's starting to burn. The reason I walk with you is because I want you to know I am right in the trenches with you. So I know that burn is starting. I can feel it coming on. And when it's coming on, we are tempted to lean forward, do whatever we need to do to get some relief or relief. But I don't want you to do that, because this is a 30-minute workout. You came for a workout that is going to get your body going, that's going to really move your fitness dial up. So please don't stop now. Go ahead, keep going. Lots of conversations happening in the park today. Lots of people walking and talking. Now, if you are in the park, that's something I don't want you to do. Because if you are talking, you are not focusing on breathing. If you are talking in a conversation, clearly, you are not moving fast enough. If you're singing, you're not going fast enough. If you want this to be a cardio workout, you cannot be talking and walking. You must focus on walking and walking. Let Coach Michelle do the talking. You do the walking, because your focus is getting that heart rate up. The heart rate up and walking and talking, I should say heart rate up and talking, doesn't work. One is going to take over the other. So please, 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 focus on walking. If you're with a friend, instead of talking, challenge each other to see who can consistently go faster. Focus on that. While you are getting some exercise, when you are walking, even if you're talking, you are still getting exercise, but you're not getting your heart rate up to where it's going to burn calories, to where that muscle is going to, that heart muscle is going to really work. Why? Because if you were, you wouldn't be able to clearly have a conversation. It doesn't work that way. You hear Coach Michelle as she's walking. Sometimes it's a little off. And keep in mind, I walk quite a bit. I run as well. So for me, I could go faster, but it's not about me when I come and work out with you. It's about you. So even though I'm talking, I'm focused on you. I want you to focus on you. Make sure that you're walking and not talking so that you can get the best out of this workout. You can get the most out of this workout. Okay, so we're at 1.83 and we're at 25 minutes, 12 seconds. Keep going. Keep going, stay focused. Stay focused and keep going. Come on, use those arms. Use the arms. Make sure when you walk, heel strikes and then toe follows. Heel and then toe. Make sure that the shoulders are relaxed. Relax your shoulders and use your arms and really go forward and back. Keep them at your side. Keep your arms relaxed at your side. Don't push them. Don't extend them forward, because that'll cause you to lean forward. Use those arms forward and back. Come on, you can do it. We're almost there. We're almost at our 2 miles. We're almost at 30 minutes. What is your goal? Excuse me. What is your goal today? Whatever that goal is, please anchor it around being faster than you were the day before or the week before. Make sure you're pushing through, challenging, each time elevating, each time growing, staying consistent and growing each time. Okay, we are at 1.94 and we're at 26:40. I like to do the countdown because I know you are excited about the end, especially if you're new to this. If you're new to this, it may be a little touchy in the beginning, a little what we call shaky, a little shaky in the beginning, because you're thinking, oh my goodness, this is too much. But I promise you it's not. And as I count down, you'll see we're at 27 minutes, 14 seconds, less than three minutes in this complete 30-minute walking workout. That's it. My app just told me I'm at 2 miles. If you're pacing with me, you should be there too. If you're not, you should be at your goal because you're giving it all you've got. You're using the technique to make you move faster. You're not in conversations. You are focused on getting the most out of this workout. So keep going. Keep going. We're all doing this together. We are moving through this workout together. I know you are going to feel great after it's done. I know you're going to be thankful that you started, that you came out today and gave it your all. I know you are going to be just beyond excited about what you've just accomplished. That's how I feel. And I'm moving that on to you. I'm excited. Every time I get to walk with you, I'm excited. So I'm hoping that you're going to feel the same. And we are almost at the end. Almost at the end. And we're doing great. Right now, we're at 39, 2.10 miles if you're pacing with me. But where are you? Let's know. Comment, let me know. Where are you? Where are you in terms of your mileage? What are you doing? Are you getting through this workout? How do you feel? Remember, if you need a sip, take a sip. But wait, we're almost there. We are less than a minute. We're less than a minute in this walking workout. Like I said, 30 minutes is not a lot. You deserve 30 minutes. You deserve more than 30 minutes. But let's start there. If you haven't started, let's start there. Okay. Okay, guys, we are 29:26. Come on, guys, we can do this. Let's finish strong. Come on. Let's finish strong. Let's really push through these last few seconds. Let's go faster than the entire workout. We've got a few seconds to go. Come on. How fast can we go? All right, you know, I like to ask, how fast can you go? Can we do it? Come on. We're at 29:56, 4 seconds to go. 29:56, 29:30. We're at 2.21 miles and 30 minutes. 2.21 miles today, 30 minutes. Woohoo, we did it. If you were walking and you were intentional, give yourself a virtual high five. If you weren't, if you just stayed with us, if you're still here listening to my voice, going through this 30-minute workout, give yourself I'm giving you a virtual high five. You give yourself high fives all around. You give yourself lots of congratulations and really be proud of what you've done. Be proud of taking the time to be intentional about your health, staying with us. Now we're gonna go ahead and cool the body down. I want you to continue to cool down. That was a great workout. So we want to cool our bodies down and we want to make sure that we are focused on really getting the body cooled down, and then we're going to go ahead stretch. And I want you to stretch for 10 minutes. 10 minutes is a great amount of time to dedicate to stretching out all of the muscles we've used. I want you to make sure you're holding the stretches for at least 20 minutes. You want to go ahead and really stretch your body out so that you are getting your muscles, you're allowing them to disengage, to know we're done. Let's go ahead and relax. Enjoy that part of the workout. That is a very crucial part of the workout, which many people don't take advantage of the stretching portion. Stretching really does help with our flexibility. It really does, and that's important. We want those muscles to move efficiently. When we're walking, we really want to be able to move. And if you're not flexible, you may not move. Your range of motion may not be as extensive as it can if you don't stretch the body. So that's how you are building the body up. The stretching does build the body up for it to perform well. So I hope you take some time, stretch, and always I want you to focus on what you're going to put into your body. You put good stuff in, you get good stuff out. So let's focus on our colors. Make sure your plate is a colorful plate. That includes your grains. Always go with whole grains. Not to say that sometimes we won't want to have ourselves something that is not a whole grain. It's okay, but our mainstays should be the whole grains and our colorful fruits and vegetables. Really focus on those vegetables. Make sure that you always include vegetables with each meal. And try to hydrate with water. If you don't like the taste, infuse it with fruits to get your fruit serving in, but at the same time, not the additional sugars. So I hope that's helpful. And oh, can't forget protein. Protein, and did I mention fat? I left some things out. We want to go with lean proteins. Go with lean proteins. Plant-based proteins such as legumes, which could be kidney beans, black beans, chickpeas, lentils. Also, you can go with nuts and seeds. You can always go with fish, which are always lean sources of protein. And of course, fish like salmon, does have fat, but it is the omega-3 that our bodies really do best with. And if you're going to do chicken, you want to go ahead and trim the fat. If you're going to go ahead with red meat, you want to go ahead and trim the fat as well. Make sure you go with lean sources. And I would recommend not doing that more than once a week, or maybe a couple times a month if it can be helped. But whatever you choose, make sure that you're putting good stuff in so that you can get good stuff out. Thank you guys again for joining me for this 30-minute walk-in workout. If you have time to do 30 minutes more, go for it. I always encourage you to do as much as you can. Really take care of your body. If you don't take care of yourself, who is going to take care of you? So instead of taking care of everyone else, think about, wait, I need to take care of myself before I can take care of everyone. Otherwise, everyone's going to take care of themselves anyway, because you won't be able to do it. So please, always take care of yourself. Hope you found value in this walking workout. Thank you for all the support. Please continue to stay consistent with your walking workout, no matter what is happening on the outside. Please, always, always, always go ahead and keep walking.